It's time to hustle.
This is the Daily Hustle Report
with CJ Halleck.
Good morning, my fellow hustlers. CJ Halleck, this is the Daily Hustle Report. This is going to be my daily document, if you will, to try to keep myself accountable. I'm going to document my journey, go through what I'm going through in my head, and just get stuff out. So bear with me if I go on rambles or, you know, whatever. And first thing I want to talk about is the reason why you ain't seen my face in a minute. Sure, shit ain't seen me smile. Let me explain. February 4th, 2017, I was diagnosed type 1 diabetic, late onset. Took me a minute to get used to it, but I thought I got used to it. But I, you know, with diabetes, you always have additional issues. And unfortunately, one of those additional issues that hit me was periodontal disease. Basically, I had a disease that was in my gums, and it was eating away at my gums and my bone structure, my teeth, and it was just rough. So long story short, November 4th, I'm going to begin to hate the 4th of every day or every month. November 4th, I go in for procedure and had to have my top four teeth in the front and my bottom front four teeth, all eight pulled. Was going to have dentures. I have dentures, technically. Problem is, the top dentures are so crooked I can't even wear them. It's horrible. It's like a quarter of an inch difference from the left side to the right side, compared to my other teeth. And when I told the dentist that, I was told that my mouth was crooked, that they make those on a flat surface. So, long story short, right now I don't have teeth. So if you have a problem understanding what I'm saying, I apologize. I'm doing the best I can until I can figure out how to get to the point where I can actually get some implants and not have to worry about thousands of dollars down the drain. So, that being said, move on to the next topic. My album drops February 17th, 1982. That being said, I'm not going to be able to do as many video type things as I wanted to do to promote it. So, if you're listening to this and you're a friend, family member, or just someone who wants to help an aspiring hip-hop artist, for his 40th birthday party or birthday celebration, whatever, because of my teeth, it's been months. I feel like it's been a year, but it's been a couple months now that I've been trying to get back into doing music, aside from the mixing and everything else for my album, because I had everything else, you know, I had the whole thing recorded before I went in to get my teeth pulled. And the final procedures and all that, just in case this happened. So basically, once I finished mixing and mastering the album, I was done. Like, once I got to that point, nothing came. And this is from a point where, before going in for the procedure, I was writing a verse, two verses, sometimes a song or two songs a day. I've not been able to write. I'm not having, like, it's just, I've lost my passion in it. So it's likely, at least for now, that February 17th, the 1982 album, The Book of Locke, it's 1982, The Book of Locke, will drop, and it's possibly going to be the last project from S-Lock. So asking for support. I want to make this thing as big as possible. It's got some of the, like, I put, some of these songs have years worth of writing into them. There's two songs specifically. One that's just a, in today's day and time, I changed a couple lines and thought it would be, you know, needed, which is Just Another Day. Then the other one is a song called End of Days, and I put in 10, 15 years into writing that song. It's been a process over the years. I've re-recorded it. I found different beats and instrumentals and talked to different producers about it. I've had one custom-made, three custom-made beats for it specifically. None of them worked. Like, it's been a process and a journey. I finally hit it where I want it. For now, there's going to be a bonus version that's going to come out that's going to be a little bit more intense and audible, like a, I don't want to say an audiobook, but kind of. There's going to be a lot more added to it, and a couple features that are going to help differentiate between the three characters in that story, so it's not me trying to adjust my voice that much to do all that. Anyway, so 7 tracks. I know it's not a lot, but I didn't want to put trash on here. I wanted to make sure that I felt like it was, you know, everything can sit together seamlessly as an entire project. So it drops February 17th. I ask for the support. If you're willing to share, please share. You can start following Lock on the Mic on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. If you want to follow the music journey, you can find all of my stuff, all of my music, as S-Lock, or just do a search for Lock on the Mic and you'll see the tracks. That being said, the next thing is Inspector Branding. For those of you who don't know, in 2020, I made a shift into working exclusively with home inspectors. It's been a long journey working on getting to where I, you know, am today with Inspector Branding. A lot of, you know, issues I had to get worked out and whatnot. But now that I'm finally where I'm at, everything is, you know, leveled out, and I've got a good understanding of what's going on and how I'm actually going to be able to, you know, help home inspectors the best, it's go time. So in transitioning between the music into Inspector Branding, basically I'm going to give myself till February 17th when the album drops. I got less than a month, technically, I guess. What is today? So it would technically be 36 days, I believe. 39 days, my bad. 40 days. I can't count, people. It's the 8th, right? Yeah, okay, so 38, 39, 40 days. I have my new calendar worked out, and it's numbered. It starts on Monday, so my numbers weren't going back that far. But anyway, so having the 40 days basically from now until the album drops, that gives me time to try to get some more lyric videos done. There's a potential, I'm working on some stuff for a professional actual music video for one of the tracks, but I'm not going to get into any of that right now until I at least can get closer to the time when I figure out locations for the shoot and all that stuff. Anyways, so asking for your support there. Other than that, going into the Inspector Branding stuff, it becomes 100% transition starting on the 21st of February. Basically put, I'm going to take a 4-day weekend. I say that, but the goal is to take a 4-day weekend. Clear my mind, do a hard reset, and starting on the Monday after my birthday, I'm going to start plugging in and 100% structured day. I got so much stuff that's 70 to 90% complete that I've been working on over the last almost 2 years now. And some of this stuff actually longer, because I've been working on stuff that's coming out for home inspectors now like the Instagram guide. That right there alone is, you know, I mean, I wrote a book with it. So I'm taking this, what was in the book that I had to pull, and that's a story for another day. But so I wrote this Instagram book. It's like 8,000, 9,000 words. It wasn't massive. It was just a short, quick to the point guide. And I'm in the process of like revamping that exclusively for home inspectors. I got a Facebook guide, Twitter guide, YouTube SEO guide, all this stuff, right? So the goal is to get all this stuff rolling. And starting on the 21st is just pulling the trigger. It's going in and polishing off anything that needs to be polished. So starting in March, April, May, all of this stuff starts rolling. And it sounds like I'm saying, you know, pushing it back, but it's, I have stuff planned, some massive things that will drop, and one big one in May. But it's things that are coming that I've been working on for, you know, years and months on some projects, hours and hours and hours into different things. And it's all just slowly been pieces that I've been putting together. So I knew this year was going to happen. And all this stuff was coming at once. I wasn't expecting some of the hurdles that I've had to overcome. You know, when I first started planning out on all, like the majority of this back in, I think it was March or April, like February last year. When I started realizing what inspector branding, you know, the direction I was going in, I started planning out for, you know, and like right now, I mean, you know, I plan a year out in hopes that I can fast forward to that point fast. If I plan for 2023 for additions to the content club, my plan is to have all the rest of the goals that I have done so I can be completely finished with the task that I want to start at that point. If that makes sense. But anyways, so yeah, I'm 100%, I'm all in on the Spectre branding stuff starting the 21st of February. So aside from that, the only thing that I'm really focused on right now, like I said, driving up some traffic for the album, and then this huge massive Kanban board with, I don't know, 100 post-it notes, whatever, ton of post-it notes up here for blog posts and all this other stuff that's coming out. So ebooks and, you know, a bunch of stuff, working on some video type content, gonna try to figure out a workaround. Got a buddy of mine, I'm not going to say anything for right now, but got a buddy of mine willing to actually help me voice videos or revoice the videos, so at least it's understandable on the tutorial side, so it's not as rough as, you know, I may sound with a professional microphone trying to, you know, do this right. But anyways, try to tell myself I limit myself to 15 minutes each day. So jumping into today, basically, you know, I say all that. I wanted to use this first episode to kind of wrap up, catch everybody up with where I'm at. So it's just an overview of where I'm at mentally right now. It's the first podcast of the year, first podcast in a minute, but definitely the first podcast in a year. Gonna start going through, trying to document each day. Please feel free to follow my personal account, which is going to be my documenting account. Not sure how I'm going to do it, if I'm going to actually get on video, if I'm ready for that yet mentally. But Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, CJ Halleck, follow me. You'll get the raw journey there. And of course, the music is Lock on the Mic. Inspectors, if you're listening, home inspectors section would be inspector branding. Yeah, That's about it for the day. I'm going in to work on, so of course, I got the Daily Hustle Report intro and everything else worked out this morning. Been working on the video, lyric videos and different stuff this morning. Throughout the rest of the day, cleaning house, doing some laundry, and writing. Other than that, that's all I got for today. January 8th. Saturday, January 8th. I could say it, right? 10:15 a.m. wrapping up. Thank you guys so much for listening. For those that are still supporters, still day ones, and actually day ones, and not just going to come up saying day one later, thank you. That being said, be great. Stay boosted. Have a great day. I'm out of here.